Mama would pray at night by her bedside. She'd call out to Jesus in a voice so sincere. Watch over my children and show them your mercy. Don't let them be lost in this old world.
Birth. The Escalante Desert is hot, hard, and unforgiving. Hellhole is a direct quote from my mother. She was right. I should know. I was born and spent part of my youth there. I look back on that time with both fond and heartbreaking memories as my mind meanders through those difficult growing up years. My name is Orion Barney. I came into this world on a sweltering summer day in a one-room shack my father had built, which looked more like a chicken coop. The floorboards had so many cracks in it that the snakes and sandflies and scorpions would come right up through them. On August 27th, 1916, when I came into the world, the moon was a waning crescent or sliver that night. My birth certificate states Monday 28th. My mother claims it was Sunday, August 27th. Now, she ought to know. She was there. And this is how my mother recalls that day. "You better hurry, Afton," I said as a contraction made me hold my stomach, clenching my teeth through the strongest pain I'd felt that day. "I don't know if this baby's going to wait for you and Mrs. Heaps to get back." "We got plenty of time," Afton said as he hitched the horse to the buckboard. "Maybe you could make me a bed in the back," I said. "I'd hate to have this baby alone." As a twinge of fear ran down my aching back. "You told me you had a long labor with Renelda, so don't worry. Just deliver the son you promised me," Afton replied. "I'll try," I said, as Afton gave me a quick peck on my sweaty cheek. I lay on the lumpy bed as the contractions became harder and more frequent, wishing my mother was with me, and trying to picture in my mind where Afton might be on his 15-mile journey to Escalante to track down and bring back Susan Heaps, the much-appreciated midwife in our valley. The stark truth hit me as I felt the contractions evolve in full-grown pains of agony as I delivered my newborn son alone with the pesky black flies as witnesses. I laid Orion onto my legs, grateful for his crying. Just to know we were both still alive was a prayer answered. My son's large, dark eyes gazed at me intently as I shooed the flies from his olive skin. Yet, time hung in limbo as I listened to the old clock tick noisily as an hour and a half passed by before the midwife appeared to gently soothe me and my baby. "You've got a healthy boy," Susan said as she cut the umbilical cord. Susan stayed with me for a week. After that, I got along the best I could to get along. My leg gave me a lot of trouble for months after that, which made it extra hard with the run of the homestead. Sometimes I felt like the old plow horse, just another worn-out nag. But life wasn't all work. Afton and I had our good times, and I always looked forward to the large family and town parties in Escalante. A doctor came to Escalante once every 2 months to see if anyone needed help. That's when we were told I had a wind rupture on my belly button, lump on my belly. The lump stuck out about 2 inches. As I got older, it went away. My father was a hard worker. My mother worked right beside him. They raised sheep and cattle.
A mother's prayer, more precious than diamonds. A mother's prayer, precious and gold. There's nothing on her that could compare. I can still see her kneeling there. Thank God for the power of a mother.